So welcome back to hour two of Tuesday, Live with Linda, September 1st. So I'm wondering who has an experience you would like to share, or questions, or a part of your body that you would love to address. You could you can see the hand down at the bottom that you can raise, or perhaps Kirsten, somebody has already written something in into the chat. And Petra Kauter, this is your first time on, correct? Why don't you unmute yourself and tell us who you are. We know almost everybody else here. Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Well, yeah, it's my second time. Yeah. I'm also a Feldenkrais, a practitioner. I'm from Germany, close to Stuttgart. Yeah, and I appreciate it very much here. So I don't have much experience
Great.
With Qi Tang.
And how did you hear about it?
Well, you know, I'm also in with horses, so I know your name since a lot of time. But I heard you also on the Feldenkrais summit. So, and that was more or less, let's do it. And I think it just fits very well together. And so, But
great.
I'm still in the beginning.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to you experiencing it with yourself, for instance.
Yeah.
To start with, which is really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
Yes.
Thanks.
Who has an experience from last week, or a question?
Linda, there is one question out there just around your poetry.
Yes.
Valentina, I believe, is asking, is there a way to get a copy of your poetry? Can they buy it or get it somewhere?
I should do something with it. I certainly can. Let me think how is the best way to get it. It's just some of it's digitalized. I should, Kirsten, between after the next break, I'll put one of them up, which you can see, which is really fun. And some of them, Kate Reardon has put in really a beautiful form. So
we have some in the office. I'm just trying to find out from Judy how much they are and with the shipping.
But you can't. It's too much with the shipping. So I will put a few of them here and there on. You can get some. And I'm surprised you didn't get one, Valentina, last year in Colorado, because I always give them out. Somehow you missed that one.
The other one, Linda, is Gretchen has a question. Maybe Gretchen, you can unmute yourself.
Thank you. So I broke my...
One moment, Gretchen, before you start, can you just say your name so the recording can catch what your full name is?
Yes,
thank you.
Gretchen Langner. In 1985, I was in a car accident and I was braking and the impact broke my foot off. It broke the tibia and fibula. So, you know, my foot, it wasn't, this structurally it was broken off. So that was 1985, and I am well. It's one reason why I went into Feldenkrais work. I'm well beyond what the medicine estimated as, having to fix my ankle. I want to, it's like permanently damaged. I have less of a range of, flexion and extension. But I have been playing around with it with your work, Linda, which is divine, just divine. But I'm just wondering, maybe somebody or any of you have more specific moves that I could try with this.
Well, first of all, I'd like to have you describe what you have done with T-Touch with it. And first of all, what is your range of motion and where are you limited? Do you have pain?
Well, I have, they think I have this very high threshold for pain. Again, extension and flexion. So the ankle is pretty fixed. It's not completely at a 90 degree permanent fixation. Naturally fused is what's happening. So it's very arthritic, so they say, you know, but I walk, you know, I do all kinds of things. I keep using myself. So what I was interested in, what I found, I thought was really good was doing the circle and a quarter and like coming up towards the end and then going back down into it. I have move correct, I'm not sure, but that seemed to be, I felt like I could zero in on whatever.
So. And when you think about, like, let's talk about what you're zeroing into.
Yeah. I wish I knew, I could tell you anatomically.
No, I didn't mean anatomically.
Oh, good, because I don't know that stuff.
No, I don't care. It doesn't matter. And you know what Moshe said in our first year of our class? If yes. You really want to be effective with this work, do not learn anatomy. Do not learn physiology. Because if you do, you won't believe the changes you'll be able to make.
It's not my arena, and I thank you. To hear that again is just, you know, perfect for me.
My question is, though, however, when you, we were talking, I think you're talking about spiraling in either to the sponge, yes, where you make a circle and a quarter.
Yes.
A circle and a quarter, and then I just kind of have the feeling I come off a little and go into the center, right?
Yes.
And I can either go into the center with the laser touch, which means I'm just doing the lightest possible. It's like almost little pulsating feeling, sending, and that's what we call a laser touch. And I'm just, it's sending this message to the first cells and allow those cells to send, to communicate wherever there's need for that light to awaken that connection, that light that Bruce Lipton talks about, the connection, the communication between the cells.
And okay. So I didn't get the lightness. I had more of a heavy hand.
Well, there were two things. The other, you're talking about the sponge. That's when you circle and a quarter, just a very, like a two pressure. Yeah. It's just a little hello and then upward and then I sponge in.
Yeah.
And that's the sponge. And then I hold, and then I allow this to come, it's like the tissue is coming up like a wet sponge. As I withdraw, the sponge fills up under my tip of my finger.
Thank you.
It's one finger. The other fingers are there, but I'm focusing totally on that connector of that one finger, whichever one that is.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, the question is, what's the message from you?
Yeah. Well, my message is, with your work so far, is really to get rid of anything that's not necessary so that my intention is to speak on a cellular level to my cells. That's it. I embellish that a little bit. Maybe I should be clearer. Maybe I should have a more clear intention.
Maybe it can be simpler.
Okay.
And Kirsten, is it very difficult for you to screen share the nine elements?
No, it shouldn't be. But one more thing.
Yeah.
He's asking, when you say sponge in, what does that mean?
Well, so we talked about the last time, the sponge touch, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, and the sponge is just like this tiny, with the tip of the fingers, that's the raccoon touch, very tips of the fingers without the nail, tiny little circle and a quarter, and I have the feeling, I have this feeling in my mind that I come off and go in, and then I just imagine the tissue like a wet sponge, you know, a sponge in the ocean, an ocean sponge. And go in and sponge and hold, and then as I come back out, I feel that tissue that's imagining the sponge feeling up under it. Now, as I do, I never did this before, but this inspires me. As I think it was Marianne just said, the lights go on. You imagine the light in the cells that you're sponging in, and that the light, the cells are lighting up. As Dr. Popp said, that's the communication between the cells, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, in my talk with him. And he said that light in the cells that I had seen in an experience, that represents the communication between the cells. So in the sponging in, foot. The reason I said what you think, this intention here, the intention is remember your perfection, and you're just talking to the cells. And we have one of these, you know what, I bet you don't, maybe you don't have it, Kirsten, that has the other two. The intention here is remember your perfection, or in the case, as I said, if I'm working with somebody with, you know, fourth stage cancer and they can't remember their perfection at the cellular level, my message to the cells is remember your potential for ideal function at the cellular level. That's the message to the person. But beyond that is what, and this is beyond that intention either. It's to feel the wow factor. So you take that intention, remember your perfection, but this is an incredible wow experience to think about what that means, this brilliance of the self, that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. This is in the back of my mind always. And that's thanks to the book, Man on His Nature by Sir Charles Sherrington. His passion as a scientist, his passion with the thing, just describing how you get a little cut on your hand. How does the body know to come and heal it? That's his premise. I mean, he writes with it with such passion, it just lit me on fire. And it was that day, and that was actually in Stuttgart in Germany, reading that book, Man on His Nature, when I made the decision, but I don't know how to do this amazing Feldenkrais yet, because it was at the end of our first year. And we'd seen Moshe do miracles. We didn't yet know how to do it. I made the decision, hey, thanks to this book, Nobel Prize winner, to Charles Sherrington, every cell in the body knows its function in the body. That's what shifted my passion to following the world of cells. And all these years, that was 1976, all these years I kept searching, what does that mean, cellular intelligence? What does that mean? Because Bruce Lipton didn't write that book until 2010. And we're talking, I was asking this question in 1976. That's how long I've been on this trail looking for this. So Charlotte, if I may just break off, I'm struggling this evening. Do you want to talk about it? And we'll come back to this. Then I'll come back to your foot a minute, Gretchen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll come back. And when you're struggling with something, this is interactive. We'll come back. In the meantime, Gretchen, you can be thinking about talking to the cell. What's the message you want to give to this foot? Is basically, before I get to Charlotte, the message is, oh, wow, this is amazing. My foot is on. Look at how much I can use it. Instead of seeing the limitation, we say, this was a miracle that that foot is functional. You can walk, you do stuff with it. And as soon as you go to that place, something different happens. And we support our body's brilliance rather than coming from the human side of seeing our limitation. That's human. When we connect with that cellular wisdom, something else happens. So if we can, Charlotte, are you willing to talk about it? And then I see Ruby has something else, and I'd like to just address these. And in the meantime, Gretchen, I'm going to be with you working on your foot. Talk then to it.
Charlotte basically yes. said good night. You know.
Oh, okay. You're struggling to stay awake.
Great. Ruby good. Had an issue.
Okay, Ruby, hi. Ruby, Ruben.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great speaking with you.
Yes, you too. I had back surgery in, about 6 years ago. And I have a lot of arthritis there, but I get so sore even to touch it. I'm doing the circle and a quarter on it right now. And I love that slide back for the release of pain back to six.
Yes.
Maybe I don't do it long enough. I don't know, but I'm just.
Why can't I see you? Do you have your video turned off or I don't?
Yeah, I do. You can hear me okay though?
I can hear you, yes.
Video on.
Is there any chance you can turn it on so I can see what you're doing?
My video is on. Can you see
maybe
me?
Go to page 2, Linda, or something?
Oh my gosh, Marianne.
That's okay.
Thank you. Yes, I do. I'm on page 1 and you're on page 2. Okay, now I think now speak.
I'm waving to you right now.
There you are. I was on page 1. You're down on page 2. Thank you. Now, can you show us what you're doing?
Let's see, can you see my low back here now?
Yes, and keep speaking.
Can you see my low back?
Yes.
I am just doing 1 1/4 circles and going back to 6. With that smile.
Yep.
For it to release the pain.
Yes. Now, the thing is, when you're just reaching, what part of your hand are you doing the T-touch with?
I'm doing it fingers, and then I'm doing it just the side of my hand as well.
Okay. So let's all try this. I have to move my chair, stand up. I want to show you something because it's really a strain to have that one hand working alone. And when you.
Linda, before you go on, right shoulder doesn't allow my right hand to go back that easily.
Got it. Okay. So let me just think what you can do with that. Darn. Can your right hand go back?
Yes, it's there. Yes.
Okay. Is there a way that you see how I'm just keeping my right hand still and moving my left hand up with the right finger?
Yes. Yes.
And can you now show me exactly how extensive is the pain on the area on your back?
It's below, I don't know if you can see me, but right here.
Got it. Yeah. Just what I fell on.
Yeah.
Right. So the reason I would like you to try this with even your hands down here, where it's comfortable, no strain.
Can you step forward a little bit so we can see your hands more? Yeah.
Can you see it now?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So if I just do my left hand, that's a totally different feeling. Then when even I have one finger, if you all will try to stand up. Oh, I guess you can't see me if what we're doing if you stand up and do it. And I'm using this part of my wrist to actually do the T-touch with. And I'm moving it with my fingers from my right hand. Can you do that, or is that a strain?
No, I'm doing that, yes.
Okay. And then move all around it rather than trying to get first right to the area. And see if you can, you like, move your body so you can. Can you see my finger now? Is that?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm helping with my left hand. My right hand, I'm sorry. I'm moving my left wrist. Now I'm going to do a sponge. Circle and a quarter and a. I'm going. I'm pushing in, and as I'm sponging in, and any place any of you have, any place that bothers you, like go on, sponge in, and slowly release, and just let your hands rest. I'm still hanging onto my finger. because it makes a difference. Now try it without and feel the difference when it's alone. As opposed to just having a finger there, holding. Now, what Ruby was talking about is this. I'm circling with this part of my wrist that I'm pointing at. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm circling, circling a quarter, a pause at the quarter, and a quarter circle back. Now, on my back, that's okay. But I'm going to try, sponging in instead. Circle and a quarter, sponge in. In this case, because I think you want more pressure, don't you?
In certain spots, it's very hard on the very part. It hurts to touch it too hard.
Around it. Go around it.
Yeah.
And only, and okay, now what happens? What I'm trying to do is seeing what it would take if you can use your right hand to move the finger from stick with the finger and just above it, where it hurts. Don't touch it. Just work above it.
Okay.
And the thing that I found with myself, because that's right in the area. As a matter of fact, I'm having an ultrasound of my kidney tomorrow because I think I did something when I fell. And so work above it and really because I find that I'm so happy I had this injury because, you know, how else would I know this stuff, what you're going through right now? So work above it and what would you like to say to the cells there? This is an old injury, is that correct?
Yes, there's a lot of arthritis there, and when you lose your synovial fluid between your vertebrae, our bodies try to make a little pouch for support, and mine slipped through my vertebrae and was pressing on my spinal cord, so I had to have that worked on.
Yep.
So it's been years of I guess overdoing it on my body
with yoga and stuff.
Not yoga, it was before yoga. That's why I went to yoga.
Okay, so you're not overdoing it.
Not but with this, yoga, not anymore.
So the challenge for all of us when we have something that's been there for a long time is how do we speak to it with a new language, with a new intent? And getting back to Gretchen, to that intent is with your foot. First of all, the intent would be to, and the same thing with your back. Yeah, wait a minute. Where can you find the gratitude? What if you couldn't move at all, Ruby?
I'm still breathing. Yeah, if I couldn't move at all.
And the thing is, the reason I ask that, it's what I've found when, I mean, because the first 3 weeks, I couldn't get out of bed alone. I couldn't sit up alone at all. And so I just kept focusing on, oh my God, I didn't break this tip of the elbow when it hit the cement. And this didn't break this bone when I really hit the edge of the stairs really hard. And it's a pointy edge, you know, it's a sharp edge. And I just kept focusing on that through the pain. And I, you know, somebody asked me last time, right, why I was thinking, why didn't I get an x-ray before? There is no way in the world. I couldn't even get into the car to get it. But I didn't feel the pain because I kept focusing on the fact that I didn't break these two arms. And so if we can find the gratitude in it, wait a minute, think of all the things you can do with your foot. Think of all the things with your back and then start talking, start this communication, connecting with that cellular wisdom. How do each one of us find that in ourselves? We're walking wonders. Wow, that's the wow factor. When we get there and we start thinking, what does that mean? How, what does that mean to me? Who am I really? And start, you see, because of course, with the foot and with the back, what happens here is we other it, we cut it out. It's how do, that's how we survive. So I just want to give you this to think about, to work with, and pretend that I'm there with you, that we're exploring different ways, Ruby. Okay.
Can I share a story with you about, you know, distracting yourself from what the pain is?
Yeah,
I was important. A yoga training class, and my knees had been compromised, and I was feeling sort of pitiful, which, you know, and the teacher saw what I was, how I was feeling, that I couldn't participate fully. And she said, I have a story to tell you. And she didn't point me out, but she just said, I was in Spain at a yoga class. I walked in and the teacher was sitting on the floor. So we all got our mats and we, you know, got ready for the class, and the teacher was still sitting on the floor. And I kept saying, well, that's strange. I wonder why she didn't get up and greet us, or, you know. And class started and she continued sitting on the floor. Then someone needed an adjustment and she started crawling, pulling herself over to that person because she was paralyzed from the waist down. And she said it was the best yoga class she had ever taken because the woman found another way to do her work and not feel pity for herself.
Yeah.
So it makes me think of that a lot when I, oh my gosh, I have a sore. Well, I've got a lot of other things working for me. So I'm grateful for that.
And if we actually communicate then with the parts that are working and lead down into the parts that are painful, because if you see the pain as area where there's lack of light, lack of communication there, and we see that lack of communication, but we go back to the area that feels good. That's how I work with stroke people. People have had strokes. You find the parts that really work, and then you lead into the parts that they can't feel. And in that way, the body remembers, brings that members back together.
Yeah, thank you.
And the thing is, you know, this sounds easy, but it's not, it takes some interesting doing and laughing at ourselves and... and deep appreciation. Gretchen, does this give you any ideas with your foot?
Yes, all of it does. And I think what you say is, I mean, practice, you become more familiar. I remember in Feldenkrais, I used to hear that my brain doesn't know the foot is there. It was severed. So that I had to remind, you know, my body that it was all there. So yes, I'm gonna just keep working. I understand, I think the sensibility of the sponge, I like that a lot. And I'll just keep working at it.
And work on do T-touch on the other foot and just hold that intention that you're all around, the connection up to the ankle, in the foot, and go be a little child. Go from the place of wonder. Yeah. Wow, look at this. My God, this is amazing. My feet are amazing. And if you play with that like a little girl.
I can do that.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So somebody, yes, Yona, can you share?
Can I share about the week? Oh, well, I have to say that I'm now drowning in Joan C. King website materials, and I just got the book, so I'm excited to get it.
Great. Have you had any experience?
Everything you're giving us, so. Oh yeah, I always feel improvement. Yeah, I'm always feeling improvement. And my mom's foot is getting better, slowly, slowly, slowly. And I keep trying to think about the cells when I'm working with her and the spaciousness and the fluidity. So I just keep exploring, you know? I love this work, so what can I say? I haven't had any like really aha moments. I'm just kind of exploring and playing and trying all kinds of things and different ways of my working with my hands and the back, the sides, banana slug. I love the banana slug.
Interesting.
Doing that a lot. I've been doing the banana slug a lot. I love this. It also gives my fingers a rest, you know, so that's a nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
That's an important one, so, isn't it?
Yeah, I just love this one. And then I've been also playing with the idea of the breath. Because sometimes I get too obsessed about how to do something and I'm just like, let it go and just, you know, try different things with the breath, with the heart hug. I've been doing a lot of these. And sometimes doing it on an inhale and sometimes doing it on an exhale and just playing with it. So I, you know, just trying to open myself up to different possibilities. So,
beautiful. And that's the thing, explore different ways of doing it. I don't know if we still have, actually Paula has to leave to do a video shoot. But I wondered how you're doing. If you're already gone, she may have had to jump off. Did anybody hear how she's doing?
I spoke to her yesterday. We zoomed yesterday, and I think she's feeling better. You know,
right.
Just checking in with her. You know, so right. I think she's slow going, but I think it's she's improving.
Yep.
So.
Super.
Yeah.
Yaim, it's late for you there. I would love to know how you've been exploring T-Touch. As we missed you last week.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Actually, I'm struggling because as a person that this is my pattern, I think. If I do something, I really need to be sure what I am doing. So I am struggling about the touch patterns and parts and the speeds. I actually used on my neuropathy. If you like, I can just tell you about the quick story of it. One night it worked, then it didn't work. I think it's me. I think I did something wrong or less. I don't know. I only have my neuropathy on my left arm. And I only have it by night after I go sleep. I mean, when I go to bed, turn off the lights. I go to bed, then it starts. And what it does is it gives me so restless thing, like restless leg. And I'm really exhausted because I don't really get sleep. So, and now it's been 5 months again, through 5 months. And actually I had this for 3 years in a row, every night after my dad's death. I lost my dad, then it started. Actually, it started on the hospital time. And for 3 years, it was just terrible. And I really thought about having some pills and, yeah, because I couldn't cope with the life, with living. So this started again about 5 months, and it really gives me hard time, and I don't get sleep. My cells doesn't get enough repairing time.
Yeah.
So I really would like to please again to show me how the exact thing that had this neuropathy.
Right. So when it so are you getting like jumping feeling in it? When you say neuropathy, do you not feel it, or you feel it too much? And that's what causes the feeling that you've got restless arms.
Some wave coming through. Then it comes and does, then I go. Too long, then it jumps to my left leg.
So they both go
at the same time.
Now you said you had it for a period of time and then it went away. Is that correct?
Yes.
But then now it's come back 5 months ago.
Yes.
And it only happens when you turn the lights out?
Yes. I mean, if I read a book in the bed, that's still fine. But when I turn it off, about 5 minutes later, it starts.
Have you considered the, well, first of all, what to do? And then, so in this case, what I would do is what we call a coiled python. It just means, the coil just means the circle with, and I'm wrapping my hand, like wrapping my hand around the arm, be it below the point of the shoulder. Notice where the thumb is up a little. And now I'm catching the skin and moving it one time and a quarter. And then I'm lifting and holding. And I'm just keeping it up there, holding it and breathing. And just holding it up and I'm resting my right arm. I'm lifting with my right arm, so I'm holding it against my body so it's easier. I'm kind of using my body to lift also, no? Now, keep your arm, your right arm that you're lifting, keep it against your body so you're tucked in. Circle and a quarter and a lift. And when you lift, I just let my, everybody try this, please, because this movement for any sort of spasticity or this kind of like these jumping nerve things, let's see what happens. Now what, I'll do it here. I catch the, let's see how you can see it. Catch the skin, circle, and see how I'm making that run. And now I lift. And now when I lift, I let my left arm drop and I'm really holding it up here. And I see, I have my thumb on, so I'm kind of connecting up a little higher and where my hand is. Hold, and just hold. And let my left arm drop, and then ease down, really slowly down with the right hand. Still, I'm still going down to where I started, still going down. Going down lower. And then I'm going to move just a little bit and do it again. Lift. Now I'm consciously letting my left shoulder and arm go down as I'm holding it up. And see, I have my wrist here against my body. So I'm not just lifting with my right arm. I'm using my body to support my right hand, bring it up and ease down. Now notice closely what's happening up here. As I'm lifting, I'm taking my shoulder a little bit, supporting it up. Nice deep breath. I'm gonna take a couple of breaths and still holding up there, holding. And now, when I breathe out, I'm going to ease my right hand down. I'm going to go a little lower. Do you see how I move my fingers down there? Circle and a quarter. And now, this may or may not be too far away from it. I may have gone too low for you, but maybe not. I'm going to go down just above the elbow. Lift. Now watch my left shoulder go down as I lower my hand. Now that's called a coiled python. Python is from this like 3.5 meter long python I worked on, who had reoccurring pneumonia. Her lungs didn't work. And by the lift.
It's snake, isn't it?
It's a python. Snake. The beautiful long snake. Right. But the circle, we circle it. If I just do the lift, that's one of the touches also, just the lift. But feel the difference. Put all of you, put your hands on and just put your hands on and just lift the skin upward. And then slowly go back to where you started. That's just called the python lift. Now I'm going to instead circle first. Circle and now lift. And I can get a much greater release. I can feel the release through my whole belly and back when I do the circle first. Hello. And then lift. Now, the hard thing, did you see my shoulder just go down that time?
Yes.
Now, the thing is, when you're desperate, it's going to be hard to breathe because it's so scary. It's got to be so scary when you're thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to sleep. So if you can just, whoa, wait a minute. Let's see. And you'll be lying probably on your back doing this.
Sure.
And then ease down. Now, just from all of us doing this and following what I'm doing here, feel a difference in your two sides now.
Linda, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Just to clarify, so you're just lifting the skin, you're not lifting the shoulder, you're just lifting the skin.
Yes, and that's okay. Really important, because watch what happens if I lift the shoulder. Circle in the core, and if I lift the shoulder. Now that's something different.
Yeah, okay.
And the fact is, that's a whole other move we do with a frozen shoulder. We can unfreeze the shoulder in one T-touch session.
Yeah, right.
And now when you do that, I'm just going to add this too, Yassine, because it'll give you something else to think about and do, all of you. Okay, so we've got a person who's like tight shoulders, da da da. So we work on the shoulder first. That's the best first.
Just in this in between, shall I say what happened? What I feel now?
Yes, because yes, please. Yes. Yep.
Here, jumped.
Mm-hmm.
Here, jumped. And I felt
just
it
above your elbow. Yeah.
Here.
And you felt it in your fingers.
Yes. It's jumped.
Okay. Now that should give you an idea. Remember with, you weren't here when we worked with Jewel Duke first with her knee, with her knee pain. So you say, oh, interesting. So I would like you all, and we'll come back later to this other question. Now I'd like you to, you started up where you felt the problem was. We start working down. You do the same thing at the end. Let's stay on the arm we're working before. And I really encourage you all to do this, because we all have these tendons to have tight shoulders. And I'm still lifting. Now I'm going to see if I can, I don't know how much I can. I'm going to move my chair back so I can give you a better view. Okay, lifting, and now if I lift my shoulder up with it, that's, if my tendency is to do that, then I will say, lift your shoulder more. And I'd like you, Yassine, to lift your shoulder with it. And then, ease the whole thing down. Now my shoulder just dropped. Now, notice how I keep my thumb on and I move my hand down so I don't just slide, I take a step lower. We're going to go all the way down. And some of you may prefer to do this in standing. I really encourage you to follow me, because we don't have a chance to work like this on ourselves. Lifting toward my elbow now. The skin is going up now. I allow the skin to go back, and so that you can see. I'm going to find a place to put my hand that's going to be the, maybe I'll let my left hand drop. And I'm using the thumb behind the hand, reaching down with the fingers, circle and a quarter, and lifting the whole thing. And I'm letting I just let my shoulder drop here with it. We're just exploring this. Now the fingers. Now. Just feel this left a little bit. Feel how it feels compared to your other arm. And move your shoulder a little. If you just, I'm moving the shoulders, and I'm doing this from the pelvis. I'm I'm not keeping my pelvis still and moving the shoulder. I'm allowing my pelvis to move. More than allowing, I'm encouraging it. I'm doing it. I just feel these two sides. Interesting, huh?
Yes.
What are you feeling now?
Yeah, it's tingling goes from here to here.
All the way down.
Yes.
To your fingers.
That's from here, yes. And it's just tingling. It's not that restless feeling. It's something different. It's like coming, the life comes into feeling.
Interesting. Now, if you think about that from the cell point, communication point of view, it's like the connection, the communication between the cells is being activated in this way. That's how I would see it from the Bruce Lipton spontaneous evolution concept, the communication between the cells. When, just think about it, and when you have this thing jumping and you're really afraid because you're not going to be able to sleep, wow, what happens if we just connect that whole arm and then actually, let's get up, just lifting. Now, this part on the front of our shoulders, this gets ignored so much of the time. We're working on water, working behind. Oh, and it's this, hello factor. And we can do it way easier like this together. When you're doing it alone at night, it's not, this is, just think about us all here next time. And what I would like us to feel this now, and we're going to do the other arm. And what I'd like you to be thinking about, Yassine, is creating a space at night so you get some really nice, something special, a little night light that I don't know if you have Amazon, but we can get these lights that have a little shield over it that has like a tree or something that's over it so that you're not in the dark. And then you might just get a mask, and put it over your eyes, but you know that you're not in the dark.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
So, Margine, if you just wait a moment, what I'd like to do is just follow this down the other arm. I'd like us to, everybody, feel the two arms now. Feel the difference. And I know we had a couple of, Pam had stuff, and I'd like to just follow this first before we, now. What I'm going to do is, before we go to the other arm, I want you to start up where the issue started before, Yassine, circle and a quarter, and now I'm going to lift your shoulder. And I'd like everybody to actually lift your shoulder, and now you lift your own shoulder as high as you can. And then hold with your right hand. You're going to hold your left shoulder up there as you release it, but you're holding it still up there with your right hand, and then allow it. Support that shoulder as you release it. And this is really cool because, in classes we do this with each other, but we can do this alone. We have to. Often, come on, how often do we have someone else to work with us? Not so often. Now, feel the difference. Okay, now we're going to, Yassine, you lead us where the jumping starts usually on that other arm. And I'm going to put my hand there as much as I can. Now, you're going to move circle and a quarter. And if you can't do this, Ruby, I can't remember which arm, just imagine you're doing it. Do it where you can. Do it far, down, start lower on your arm. And I can't go that high with this other. I have to start at my elbow because this shoulder is subluxated, so I can't do it. So I have to start down here. And I have to keep this, interesting, what can I do kind of attitude. Now, I'm going to walk down because I have to start at the elbow on my right arm. I'm going to walk down to my hand and then walk up. Circle and a quarter, just moving the skin, that's all I'm doing, and then lifting up toward my elbow, lifting the skin up toward the elbow, holding, and then easing the skin back to where I started. Now I'm gonna walk down to my hand. I'm really paying attention to my breathing. Yeah, now I want you to do something. We're going to do tarantulas up the arm. Forefinger, middle finger. The thumb is dragging like a little plow. Forefinger, middle finger. I'm doing a little sponge in, little walk in, and I'm dragging the skin up behind it. How high can I go? I can't get the middle, but I can get up to there. And now I'll do whatever I can. And look, I'm holding with my thumb and kind of, it's almost like a pinching upward, a slide of the skin. Oh, and that feels good. And I want to do it along the back. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I've had to adapt because I couldn't get my left arm to work quite like that, but look at all the things I can do. Now I'm doing quite a slide of the skin. Can you see this? Slide. Circle slide between thumb and fingers. And it's a really like invigorating feeling to do that. I'll get to you, Martine. Just hold on. I just want Ethan to feel this. And all of you, just to feel it. How does that feel, Ethan?
It's warm here now. It's getting warmer, yeah. And it feels good for now. And also here.
Ah, interesting, huh? So go there and talk to it. Talk there. Bye, Gretchen. We'll see you later. So.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Thank you. It feels warm and loose and like empty. But I will try this when I go to bed tonight again.
Yeah. And create, can you somehow, what time is it? There now, it's late. Can you have some way you can leave a light on somewhere so there's some light in the room?
Yes, of course, yeah. Yeah, and also I can put a sleep mask.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes, and could you write something about that just before you go to bed? Just talk to your body, because now you have a way of having a nice time with it, right?
Yes. Okay, yeah, all right, thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
So, Marjean, you had your hand up.
I just kept getting a really strong hit that I know that some people I work with who, you know, want to do everything right, or if it doesn't work, they think they're doing it wrong, that heart hugs are a really important thing that people forget. And I really think that they would help you see that when she gets frustrated, you know, it's not working, that maybe she do heart hugs before she goes to sleep. And if she wakes up, that she does those before she tries the T-touch, because many times, you know, we need to be loving ourselves and loving our body. And when we want to be a perfectionist, we're not loving ourselves no matter what. So I find with a lot of people, that's the first thing we need to start with, and we forget about it. We just go right to the T-touch, and we're not like loving ourselves first. So I just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah, and that's really important. And what I find when we're in a state of fear, however, love is hard to come by at first. And if we can just start, wait a minute, having a technique, this circle and the quarter and the focus, and start this connection. And if you can do the heart hug, great, because it will. You do the breathing, and then you think of something you love, appreciation, or appreciation for some part that you really like, your hair, some part you really love about yourself. This was really, really a wonderful to have this experience. My arm, my body feels really good.
Hey, Linda?
Yes.
Can I just share something? First of all, I just want to say I really love what I think it's. I'm not sure I pronounce it, Morgine.
Yes. Yes.
That just spoke. I love what she said, and it reminded me of. I had been originally a pianist before I got into all this somatic stuff, and I remember a mentor of mine. He said, to imagine yourself as being a queen at the keyboard, that you're overseeing. You're not leaning in, you're just there, you're present, and that you're just, the piano is your kingdom. And so I was thinking how now I've been learning how to play my own instrument, as it were, and all of these touches, I keep thinking about piano playing and the nuances of touch, and that this is our kingdom, that we are the queens of our kingdom. And I don't know if that sounds really cornball, but it just came to mind, and I just thought, with what she said, and then it just triggered that thought, and I just wanted to share that. So
I love that.
So, yeah.
Fiona, it's fantastic. It really is fantastic, and it's, I love it. More Jean wrote M-O-R-E, more Jean, J-E-I-N, more of Jean. More Jean. Thank you. Thank you all. And so I know for some of you, you have to go. I'm going to read one more poem, and then we're going to take our break for those of you who want to stay on, because we still have 39 people here, or 30 rather. And I want to, for those of you who want to stay and share, we got lots more we can share. And I'd like to read, after our break, I'd like to read a case study on arthritis. But I want to pick from my book of poems. Let's see. Okay, it just opened to one called Cell Seed, C-E-L-L-S-E-E-D. Sit down and wait. We have words for thee. The vow has been called. The time has come. Your preparation long ago begun. See, I think this virus actually is here for all of us to go inside. I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's a miracle, actually. Because none of us ever had this time before. Your preparation, long ago begun, has come to term. The bells have rung for those who wait. It's no longer time to anticipate. The future is now. Recall your vow. to speak for the kingdoms, that is, the kingdoms of the plants, the animals, the minerals, and the nature spirits. To speak for the kingdoms, to translate the word, that is, like, for those of you who know fairies. Be not afraid. Your voice will be heard like the wind in the trees, like the gulls in the breeze. Remember how they talk, the gulls? Take time each day to write words in this way. Breathe with nature, release your fear, call on the help of the beings near, all the unseen ones, all your guides and angels. And there are so many waiting in various forms. The angels and space beings are gathered here to assist in the awakening. It will soon come clear that love is the answer. The seed is in the cells. The voices of nature will be clear as yells of joy and thanksgiving too will hearken the deaf ones like a voice from the blue. This time the difference is really clear. The voice comes from inside. So tune your ear to inner listening. The song of the self could come to some in the form of an elf or an angel or a master or even a space being. In most cases, the forms won't be for the seeing. So trust is the key. Release fear to the light and sunlight will prevail. Where formerly night kept the knowing in darkness and ignorance too of the simple memory that I am you, that we're all connected to this inner amazing divine spark in every cell in our body. So for those who need to leave now, it's really been a treasure sharing with you. And for those of you who are staying, 10 minutes, it's 15 after. So we'll start at 25, 10 minutes.